Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lights, camera, debate. Ahead of the release of Governor Baker's budget plan today, one proposal already faces some notable opposition. Some Democratic leaders, including House Speaker Robert DeLeo, want to keep a film industry tax credit that the governor wants to eliminate. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes a look.
The tax incentive was enacted in 2006 to attract big-budget Hollywood productions to Massachusetts. Since then, we've seen a parade of famous actors and film crews on location shooting movies like The Town, Black Mass, and American Hustle, starring Christian Bale as a master of deceit.
People believe what they want to believe, because the guy who made this was so good that it's real to everybody. And who's the master?
The painter or the forger?
Making Massachusetts a Hollywood East doesn't appeal to Governor Baker. His budget calls for phasing out the film tax credit, which has been providing a 25% rebate for production costs, payroll, and other expenses from shooting in the state. Instead, Baker wants to double the earned income tax credit that he says primarily helps single women who work and have children.
It's one of the best ways I can think of for the Commonwealth to send a loud message about wanting to make work pay, especially for those who are working hard every day to pay the bills and pay the rent.
Noah Berger of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center applauds Baker's proposal to redirect money to the earned income tax credit.
It strengthens the economy because the money that we provide to those low-wage working people, they spend right in the local community. I think that this is a good example of looking at how we're spending our economic development resources and saying, is there a better way to spend $80 million than subsidizing Hollywood movie producers?
But supporters of the film tax credit argue it's created thousands of jobs to working families in Massachusetts and that it's helped local businesses like restaurants that support the industry. Chris O'Donnell is with the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees, Local 481, based in Woburn. He warns that many of those jobs could be lost.
If the state changes its policy in midstream, it sends a dangerous message to businesses both in the state and out of the state about their commitment to an industry.
Governor Baker questions whether that's true. He says the tax credit is not what's drawing Hollywood to Massachusetts, but American Hustle producer George Parra, who's in production here now, disagrees.
He's completely wrong, because if there are a half dozen other states offering a rebate, why would you come here? If that goes away, we'll end up in Atlanta, Louisiana.
Even though Parra says he loves working in Massachusetts, the film tax credits have been heavily criticized in this state since the beginning. Economic benefits are actually tricky to calculate because of the trickle-down impact on very small businesses and communities. It's also tough to put a dollar sign on the value of the exposure Massachusetts gets every time its coastlines or architecture are splashed across the big screen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.